In his 28 years in the state assembly, the 59-year-old Travis has faced only three primaries. The last one was 20 years ago. This time, despite the fact that his 32-year-old opponent Henry Sanders has the support of some well-known local Democrats, Travis says Sanders is really a Republican in disguise.
He's had some big-name Republicans from Tommy Thompson's top aide, Mark Buer, to Republican County Board supervisors like Vern Wendt and Jim Moorbacher come out and support him. So I think we have different bases of support. I think I have a Democratic base, and I think he has a Republican base.
Sanders rejects that charge. He's served as an aide to Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin and as a board member of the Madison chapter of the Urban League. And his campaign manager is the daughter of Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton.
It has nothing to do with the facts of the matter. There's nothing in my background that said I'm Republican. My family is not Republican. It's just not a reality.
Sanders has been pounding the pavement for the past few months to get out the message that it's time for a different kind of Democrat to represent the district. He says he's knocked on well over 1,000 doors in the largely suburban district on the northern edge of Madison. At this stop in Wanakee, he connects with a voter who agrees with his stand opposing the gay marriage amendment.
I mean, it pisses me off.
Well, I oppose it. I think it's a civil rights issue, but it's
right.
Even more of an economic development issue that,
right.
You know, we need to attract people here. We don't need to be a state that's known for being exclusive.
But Dave Travis also opposes the amendment. Travis says his priority is to broaden the state's health care safety net for the poor and elderly. Sanders is pledging to hold annual listening sessions in every community in the district. If elected, he would be the first African-American in the state assembly outside of Milwaukee and Racine. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.